At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day. You putting in your work. You buying everything. You making the investment. You living your dream. You walking like your dream. You're surrounding yourself around your dream. You got mentors, everything. You putting your work in. You got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving when you see everything else around you and other people around you moving. You're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now because life says it has a little more test for you. It's no different because we messed up, because you fell off the wagon, you've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
Every transformation always gets worse before it gets better. It's supposed to be that way. When you embark this journey, you must know that it's going to go down before it comes up. But when it comes up, it's going to go so much higher than you've ever been.
The action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. You're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're pushing, and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. Because I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen.
You have to be equipped mentally to endure this process. Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road.
As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heel of your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. All jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
My commitment and obsession is always to be better today than I was yesterday. If I have to make sacrifices to do that, so be it. If I have to tell that person I can't go out drinking with him anymore, so be it. Because that's not what I value. Anything or anyone that is taking me further away from my dreams has to go. I'm committed to self-development, not self-destruction. And you know, any person that is meant to be with me on the journey will choose that higher road with me. Yes, a tougher road, but it's a much more rewarding one. I want my life to mean something, to be able to look back at my life and say, yeah, I made some tough decisions, but they were the right decisions. So many people don't get it. They piss their life away every weekend for what? So they can complain about their current circumstances for the rest of the week? There's no chance! I'm in charge of my own life! It's all on me. I take responsibility. I take action. You will never hear me complain about another person or circumstance as the reason I'm not where I want to be. If I don't like where I am, time to knuckle down and work harder. I am a perfect reflection of the hard work or lack of work I put in. And luck, that only comes to those who have paid their dues. If I am weak in a certain area, it won't be for long, because I'm committed to be better. I will learn. I will read. I will make it happen. I will find a way. I will work until that weakness is turned into a strength.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
No one can beat me because I don't give up. I'm relentless. You might knock me down, but I never stay down. It's time to rise. Rise up to your potential. Rise up past your limitations. Rise up past your family or friends' limitations. Set the standard for those around you. Don't conform to the standard like a sheep. Get out and lead the way. Get up. Rise up. Man up.
Your career was over. I got offered a job to become a hospital administrator. 2-year program, $75,000 job. And right before I took the job, my daddy called me on the phone. Let me tell you about my daddy. When I was a little boy, my daddy would always pick me up. When he came home from work, he picked me up. When he saw me in the nursery after church, he picked me up. No matter how long he worked, no matter how tired he was, my daddy would always pick me up. So when I had my kids, I would always pick up my kids. When I got home, sometimes I was tired. They have a bottle in one hand, and they just lifted up the other hand, and they knew what daddy was supposed to do. My job was to pick them up. This is a spiritual interaction. When you pick up a child, it is a spiritual transaction. When you pick up a child, you change their perspective. When you pick up a child, all of a sudden they can see the world the way you see it. I don't care what your children have done, there is nothing they can do for you to stop picking them up. When my daughter's a drug addict, I don't care, pick her up. My son messes up. I don't care. Pick him up. I don't care. You pick them up. That is your job, mama. That is your job, daddy. That is your job, grandma. That is your job, granddad. Your number one job is to pick them up and change their perspective. My saddest day, one day, my daddy looked at me and he said, boy, you too big. I can't pick you up anymore. But when he couldn't pick me up physically, he would pick me up emotionally. He would pick me up spiritually. I had a great dad because he would always pick me up. He would always change my perspective. So my daddy called me on the phone, he asked me a question. He said, son, you had a tough year, what's next? I said, dad, I'm gonna be a hospital administrator. He said, not bad, but let me ask you a question, son. Do you believe you're an NBA player? You cannot produce your self-image, son. If you don't think so, go take the job. But if you believe you're an NBA player,
Go for it.
My dad had the self-control and discipline and waited for my answer. And my answer was yes. You're right, Dad. I can't work the rest of my life. Becoming the NBA is a dream I've had ever since I was a little boy. He said, go for it, son. I limped back into my coach's office with a cast on my foot. Tears in my eyes. I said, Coach, what do I need to do to play in the NBA? He said, do two things, you can play in the NBA. Lose 20 pounds and shoot a three-point shot with range, you can play in the NBA. If you lose 20 pounds and shoot a three-point shot with range, you can play in the NBA. I lost 20 pounds, and every day I would shoot 500 shots a day, every single day. I got invited to training camp with the Dallas Mavericks, and not only did I make the team, I became the first ever undrafted rookie free agent in the history of the Dallas Mavericks to start opening night. Could you imagine what was going through my mind? I had not started a basketball game since high school. I got to the arena, and they dimmed the lights, and they put the spotlight right on me. Right through the spotlight, I saw my mom, my dad, and all my brothers and sisters. Then I saw my dad. He pumped my fist. He pumped his fist. And tears streamed down my face. Thank you for all those timeouts. Thank you for making sure I was always home when the streetlights came on. Thank you for making sure I could always hear your voice. Thank you for always changing my perspective.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
I got a simple, simple, simple question for you. Here's the question. Do you believe that one day you're not going to live in a world that was given to you? That's right, but you are going to actually live in the world that you dream of. You got to make every single second count. You got to go in the future and see it, baby, and you got to come back in the present. You gotta take that big goal, that big dream, that big reality. That's what I said. You gotta take that big reality, and we gotta take small steps and make it manageable to making your dreams become a reality. Think big, dream big, but start small. That's right, start small. Remember what I told you. Start where you are with what you have, because what you have is plenty.
That the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
You don't have to personally be perfect. Are you hearing me? There are those of you right now, you should have cut a CD. You should have wrote a book. You should have got in school and got that degree. You should have started your own business. There's so many things you should have done. You should have done, but you didn't do it because you're scared. You believe that you said scared of what? I ain't scared. You are scared. You are scared. You're scared of failure. You're scared to make a mistake. You're scared that you're not perfect. And I'm telling you today, you ain't got to be perfect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to be perfect to get what you want, to do what you want, to have what you want, to be what you want. You don't have to be perfect. It's a lie.
There will never be a point in your time, in your life,
where it's the right time to do a great thing. If you're waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation.
Said a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game?
There are things that you think you'll never need to know, that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge.
Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talk yourself out of it?
If you're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you, it may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal, and you will attract phenomenal.
What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be at this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality.
Question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day, workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day.
When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong?
You will never, ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
I mean that what you did last week don't count. Today is the only important day. There are 86,400 seconds in a day, and how you use those are critical. You got 86,400 today, and what you do today is going to cement who you are. Nobody's going to talk about what you did last week. Have this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity.
I got a saying that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, see, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no.
When you die, die on E. Leave no dream left behind, guys. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me, you're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you got to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
What people think about you and the possibilities for your dream is none of your business. The attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it. History is being read, but it's also being written by people with imagination. It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program.
As the physically weak man can make himself strong by careful and patient training, so the man of weak thoughts can make them strong by exercising himself in right thinking. To put away aimlessness and weakness and to begin to think with purpose is to enter the ranks of those strong ones who only recognize failure as one of the pathways to attainment, who make all conditions serve them and who think strongly, attempt fearlessly, and accomplish masterfully. He who would accomplish little must sacrifice little. He who would achieve much must sacrifice much. He who would attain highly must sacrifice greatly.
What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Major step to human progress. Discipline. If there's one thing to get excited over, that's it. Get excited over your ability to make yourself do the necessary things.
Because the story you have about your life, about your business, about the area of your life that's not where you want it, your story is what's making you stop.
Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And we will do it hard. And once we do it hard and we go through it, we realize it was worth it. And once you discover it was worth it, it is done.
Study the things that can change your economic, social, spiritual, personal life. See, you don't want to wind up at the end of your life and discover that you've lived only 1/10 of it.
At the darkest point of your life and you're ready to give up. You're at a point in your life when you feel like it's do or die. You're going through so much pain. You're going through so much agony. You're ready to give up. You're ready to quit. I got one word for you, warrior. Woo! Warrior.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. Fear is a choice.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want your dream to be so clear that when you wake up in the morning, all you gotta do is step in your dream. And the first step for me was seeing something I was not before I was. You can do it. Where you are is temporary. You will not be there for the rest of your life. I don't care what happens in your life. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care where you are. Every single day you wake up, if you're going to have energy, if you're going to have passion, if you're going to have drive, every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision. Just as a mentality, like you got to live this. You got to eat this. You got every single thing you do is not a cute thing. It is a way of life. It's got to possess everything you do. It's got to own you.
There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost and if I was willing to go further than anybody else was willing to do. You can't do anything without faith. It's impossible to accomplish anything without faith. So I need you to believe there is still time. As long as there's breath in your nostrils, as long as you can wake up in the morning.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
So I need you to believe.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
You got to do what you was called to do. You got to do what you were born to do. You got to do what works for you, because if you do what works for you, you're going to blow up. It's in your DNA. It's who you are. You are a warrior. It's time for you not to back up, not to give up, not to give in.
Even you get knocked down, you get back up, and you get back up, and you get back up, and you continue to throw shit against the wall.
Listen to me very carefully. You are a warrior, and it's time for you to fight. I know you have that warrior inside, and now I just need you to activate it.
Keep going. As dark as it gets, keep going. As difficult as it gets, as much as it seems as if the world is crumbling down around you and there's no way out, keep going. See, most people stop. They don't get it. They quit. They quit reaching for their dreams. I notice that there are those who are squashers of dreams. Now, I don't know why these people do this. I don't know why the naysayers or squashers do this. Grow stronger and then inspire others to become the strongest version of themselves. That's how we evolve. I go beyond the fears and limitations of other people. I control my life. No matter what road you take in life, there are always going to be things you have to do that you just don't want to do. Go and do the thing. Look, you only get this life once. Every experience that we have leads us to who we are. Where we stand, and that's always the right place to be. If you can't, you must. If there's something that you can't do because there's an obstacle in your way, that means it's your responsibility to do that thing so that you can destroy the obstacle. Failure is necessary. Failure is success, and success is failure. They need each other. The more failures you have, the more successes you'll have. The darker the night, the brighter the day. The harder the ball hits the ground, the higher it goes up. A beautiful thing. Challenge is what life is about. A life without challenge, a life without pain, is a life without growth. So not only do I embrace the challenge, embrace the pain, but I even look forward to it. Send me a challenge, please. Give me some challenges here, because I need to be tested. I need to be stronger. I need to grow. You know, they say there's a judgment day. I believe we face multiple judgment days while we're walking on Earth. The judgment day is today. Judgment day is now. And the judgment is going to allow you to live a life of hell now, or to choose your own kingdom.
Listen to me very carefully. You are a warrior.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.